Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardo to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one. Catch up, yeah, cut that water. Hide the east, son. Rockin' in that low tide. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Hi, listeners of Lethal Refresh.
Hello, we're back. You're listening to Lethal Refresh.
That's the wave you just caught on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Jay.
I'm Danny.
And we're back.
We're grateful to be broadcasting to you from the stolen, unceded, unsurrendered territories of the Hunkelmeanum-speaking Musqueam people, and we broadcast all the way out to the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people in the city and region that has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. We also would like to add that we stand for a free Palestine because it's kind of silly to do a land acknowledgement about stolen lands without addressing the genocide in Palestine. So welcome to Lethal Refresh. I'm Danny from Unceded Airwaves and Lethal Refresh.
I'm Jay from Spit in Your Ear and Lethal Refresh, and we're here.
We play all new tracks for you. Whenever you hear about a new album that just dropped, you can expect to hear us cover at least one song on Lethal Refresh. We're not going to be playing any of Eminem's new songs, but we will talk about it.
We could have a little chat about it.
We can have a chat about it, definitely. It's really evil, but it's not quite Jover.
Not quite yet.
Not quite Jover. But some of the bars are just absolutely
we can talk about individual ones. Actually, we'll see what we can say.
We have a listener that might call in.
Possibly.
After the next songs or now about this predicament of this new Eminem album. It's everything I've seen of it is just that one TikTok video of that like white millennial woman that was like, did you hear Gen Z's trying to cancel Eminem? He took that video and made a whole album.
They can never cancel Eminem. They will never cancel my king Eminem.
Oh my god, I had a really evil coworker for a really long time who was literally a time capsule from the 90s. Sideways hat, DC kicks, called me D-Dog, D-Slice. And he once asked me if teenagers still listen to Eminem, and I said yeah, and he said that there's still hope in the world.
They don't make music like they used to, what can I say?
They really don't.
That's why everything we play just sucks so much.
what are the sucky tracks that we're going
to
be
playing?
Yeah,
we got some garbage to play for you. No, we've got Chucking It by Dean Blunt and Noah. And Nova Varnrabel, new Dean Blunt track out. Then we've got Reappearing Rat by Sunset Rubdown. And after that, we've got Catnip by Treehouse of Horror. Shout out to Canadian Screamo.
Wait, the Chucking It cover is so good.
Yeah, I know. It's just
it's just a screenshot of like
Hope your your
well with the wrong your, but it's like it's like when you want to show someone a text, so you like scroll up all the way so it just shows the one text. It's just hope you're well. Whoa, That's really awesome. I really, really like that. I really wish we were still, like, as CITR and just how music worked, I wish we were still getting sent singles, like the physical version. Because imagine that, like, just having that as a single, like, that cover in the CITR record library.
Yeah, so I like, yeah, I ordered, I ordered one of his EPs, and it's just completely blank label. Just, the cover is just his face, like, spread out. I completely blank label. Anyways, we're gonna get to those three tracks, and then we'll see you on the other side. Goodbye.
Bye. Just looking at.
Hello, we had a little mistake
difficulty.
There. We had a double blunt. One second.
You're though. Getting double blunted. I'm currently giggling at the Smile Please cover for the single by Dean Blunt.
Oh yeah, I have it saved as a sticker. Sometimes when people text and they're like, oh, like, are we gonna meet up or something? Or like, can we like hang out, and then I'll just send that after.
It's so good. It's just so delicious and exactly what I want out of a cover for any kind of music. And then the rest of his covers are just good. Like, they're just like more freestyle. I really, really like that one, like hanging upside down out of the window. But this is just so goofy. And I love that that was like one of his first like goofy ones for the singles and the Memoji. And then for chucking it, this is just really, really brat. It's really good. I remember when we first saw the brat, or you first saw the brat thing, and you showed it to me, and we were like, whoa. This new wave of just really silly album covers, I'm really, really enjoying. It's not even a new wave. It's been the past few years. I just really, really like this era of silliness and unseriousness.
Yeah, it's been really great. Wow, it just really does not want me to play. Anyways, here we go.
Honestly speaking, I don't think she's psychedelic.
Gen Z's trying to cancel Eminem.
They are. I just got a text from never mind. We're so back.
Everything in the room.
Hello, we're back.
There's definitely Wi-Fi problems.
Yeah, we were having some issues. But what were you saying, Danny?
I was reading Stereogum's post about Peggy and Danny Brown and about scaring the hoes, and then talking about his rolling out of solo music, and it said, "Today he follows up last month's capital F freaky collab." The freaky collab. Don't rely on other men, and then it's like just talking all about that. But thank you, Stereogum. Very cool.
Oh yeah, and Peggy is coming to Vancouver. I think I've said this like multiple times.
Yes, we will be talking about it a lot. It's in August. We'll be there.
The opener was announced. It is Jane Remover, which is really awesome.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I got a text this morning being like, Jane Remover's opening. And also RXK Nephew, but I think that's for a separate part of the tour.
That's really exciting. I love when I get an ad on Instagram over and over for something I already have tickets to, because I feel so Chad. Like, you're trying to add, you don't even know who you're talking to right now. Like when I get the Scare in the Host tour ad, and I'm like, okay, chumps, I've already got my tickets. Who do you think I am?
Yeah.
You need to waste your bucks on me. I'm there. I'm sad. I'm definitely there. Having tech issues, I can try hotspotting you, Jay, if that works. God bless.
Oh wait.
The rocks in the water for giving us Bluetooth and hotspot.
This might work. I hope it does. Anyways, enjoy.
Thank you. every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's Shamefest 2024. Shamefest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, Shamefest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties. Because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at Shamefest.
Hello, hello. We're back. We've come past the problems. We're back.
Snooki summer is brat summer.
We were talking a lot during that. We got lots to say, but you just heard Catnip by Treehouse of Horror off their, is it an EP? Yeah, EP, Songs We Wrote. Shout out to them. They're from Toronto. Yeah, they're from Toronto. They're great. I've been waiting for them to drop something for a while. And there's a little, the meow and the purr at the end of the song.
That was good. I wish Steph was here.
Wait, we've got a call.
We've got a call. Golly,
do you,
I
wonder
what it could
be. Do you want to take this?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Oh, hello. Is this Other Jay?
This is Other Jay.
How's oh, hey, going? Good to hear from you.
Good hearing from you, too. Shout out to Sunset Rubdown. That was good.
Yeah, they're great.
They are.
So I heard... sorry.
You know what isn't great?
What? Yeah. Here you go.
The new Eminem album, it's really bad. Like, my expectations were low, but holy fuck.
Yeah, I saw your tweets about it, and I was compelled to take a look into it.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
I'm looking at the farted, it's so hard that I sharted one that you posted.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad.
What is there to even say?
I've seen like people doing remixes of it, like over different beats. Have you seen that? And it, like, they make it kind of sound okay, but like it's like not salvageable.
It really is, and I think you can try and improve upon it, but it's still you can only do so much. I will say it has one line in it that I think is so good that I almost forgot how bad the rest of the album is.
Yeah.
And that's the "Look who's talking, dog," like Brian from Family Guy. I'll give credit. There's one good line on that album.
How did we come this far?
For real.
Wait, how long is the album, by the way? Is it? Sorry,
I think about 19 songs. It was hard to get through. And of those 19, I think 11 of them have sections where he starts ranting about trans people.
11 out of 19.
Oh, that's
19,
pretty nice. Wait, it's an hour and 4 minutes long. There's never the need to make it that long.
No, there isn't.
So that's 57% of the album has...
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, about trans people. This is the all the aftermath of that one millennial that was like, Gen Z's trying to cancel Eminem. I feel like that kickstarted this album.
Like, you keep thinking he's done with it, and then he's got, like, a pronouns. I don't like him. And then it'll just start going all over again.
I can hear
and
it.
And it's out for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
What was the worst of the worst?
Oh, yeah, what is the worst?
I'm not sure what I'd say the worst is. I think it's kind of weird hearing him go on and on about being canceled by Gen Z, because I'm going to be real, I just don't think Gen Z cares about Eminem.
We really don't.
No, we just don't.
Like, in any way.
It's either you're neutral or you have parents that don't play about Eminem, so therefore you don't play about Eminem. Or you're just kind of neutral, slightly annoyed.
But, like, you see these parents going, like, posting online about, like, oh, like, Gen Z's going to go wild, like... They can never cancel Eminem.
And of course, I'm sure we all still know the words to, you know, all of the big ones. Like, that's still in there in my brain.
Yeah, we haven't forgotten about
it. Never. See, it's not that we don't know it, we did. I don't know.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Yeah. I come from the Filthy Frank generation. It's definitely.
Same.
It's just so, so bad. The album cover. And just the death of Slim Shady. I hadn't seen that he did that. And then Coup de Grâce. What does Coup de Grâce?
No, I think it's great that we had two albums called Coup de Grâce come out this year. And the one that spends half its time talking about trans people isn't the one that's that has a trans vocalist. Mm. It's instead the washed up cis guy. And I think that's something.
One of the studio personnel and mastering engineer is named Brian Gardner, which is fine, but he's credited as Brian Big Bass Gardner. He got the big bass.
Well, the first article I search up when I search up the album is a Billboard article, and it says, Eminem's new LP leaves fans speechless, in quotes, his best album.
What?
I mean, I agree with the speechless part.
I agree with that, too.
He's got Jelly Roll on here, Big Sean. I had not seen this.
Yeah, there's Babytron is on it too for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, I guess there's one thing I will say is that like it has actually a pretty decent lineup of like features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the JID.
That doesn't save the album.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to listen to the skits because that's one thing that is when rappers do a skit. That's Snotty Nose Rez Kid will do skits. I've liked some of their skits. Eminem and his little skits are so fascinating. We'll have to listen to one of those.
It's interesting because like Eminem like 20, 25, when he was coming up, like the stuff he was saying was like kind of controversial, but like it wasn't like it was hardcore like rap. Like it was it was a thing of its time, but then like he's trying to translate it into nowadays and he's
a man and a man can get eloped. Whoa. Yeah.
No, and I also think like I get, you know, being controversial, being offensive, that's kind of part of his thing. And I think that's fine. Like, I heard the first trans line, I thought, like, okay, all right, that's something kind of topical. But then he does it again and again. And it's like the entire album is either talking about pronouns or about being quote unquote canceled. And those are the two things he has going. True. And it gets stale after a song. Like,
yeah, there's.
Yeah.
I love that his like sona is Slim Shady. Like I love when he does a skit. It's like Shady's getting out of control and Marshall's trying to like marshal him.
Wait a second. There's this line here. I need to stop talking about this soon because I could sit here all day. Gen Z, here they come now, about to unload rounds. Pronouns got me like whoa now.
Me after I mess up someone's pronouns by accident. Got me like whoa now.
All these pronouns I can't remember they or them. Theirs?
Question mark.
Yeah, question mark. Theirs?
Oh my god.
Half the lyrics sounds like someone making fun of Eminem.
It really
more
does.
Than an actual Eminem lyric. But no, they're all like just things he's saying.
I need to see. The opening line off of the first track is with balls in his do-rag, he sags, fearing no man. He stands, pen in his hand, like Edward Scissorhands. And that's how we start the album. I'm really curious what the last line is that ends the album, and then we will end this.
Yeah, I'm thinking back about all the things. Like, I remember that freestyle when he said, like, I can make orange rhyme with banana, bornana. Like...
It ends with, this is so funny, it ends with, I'm so damaged beyond repair, life has shattered my hopes and dreams. That's the end of his album. And then the start is, with balls in his do-rag, he sags, fearing no man. Wow.
It's so weird. Oh, he like Marshall. He's talking about, he says, you nerdy pricks would find something wrong with 36 Chambers. Like, he's just like, who cares about you? No one cares this much.
Thank you very much, Other Jay, for coming on and sharing your
thoughts.
Yeah,
thanks for coming on.
Thank you for letting me call in.
Yeah, it was going to have to happen at some point.
We'd love to have you call in again whenever we're playing something you're interested in or an artist you know something about.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Much love.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay.
We're back. Anyways, that really long side tangent.
What's up next?
We got that Claro next. Do you want to talk about that?
I'll talk about Pier it 4? After, but this song is the outro song, and it's just a very, very much an outro song. And I liked that it was very, very acoustic and very like, this is the end of the album, and you're going to know it once you hear this song.
All right.
And we can talk about Charm and the aesthetic of Charm, the album, after.
Okay, cool. So we're going to play Pier 4 by Claro off Charm. Then we're going to play Lemon Street by Free Play Angel, Plead the Blood by The Crying Nudes, and then Last by June Hawthorne off Breaker, because we can't get enough of that.
So too vocal.
Oh, nice. Yes. And before, I don't think we got through it before we went on that little rant. The Reappearing Rap by Sunset Rubdown and Chucking It by Dean Blunt and Nova Varnrabble. So enjoy these songs and we'll see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
If you need to disappear, you'll have no reason to be sad at all. You'll strike your own matches to logs. May catch an eye while you play sad and soft. And if you're walking home alone, you'll find a reason you'll just chalk it up. Different being young, and wonder why no one knew you at all. Oh, you're just playing dumb. What's the cost of it, of being? Close is not close enough. Where's your line? When do you draw? And close is not close enough. Open my hands and I know it.
Kelalalelam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kelalalelam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelam.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
Oh,
Pride got you down? Brace yourself for Vancouver's Shamefest 2024. Shamefest is a burning effigy of queer failure and the outsider artistic community terrorizing the downtown east side. From August 1st to August 5th, Shamefest has 8 dehumanizing live music and artistic events that will cost you less money than attending just one of the corporate pride parties, because we know you're broke. Embrace shame and purchase tickets now at heroinmart.com/products/shamefest2024. heroinmart.com/products/shame-fest-2024. We'll see you at Shamefest.
Hello. We're back. You just heard a bunch of songs. You heard At Last by June Hawthorne off Breaker, Plead the Blood by The Crying Nudes, Lemon Street by Free Play Angel, and Pier 4 by Claro of Charm.
I really like those past two a lot. I love our local acts. I don't think I've seen Free Play Angel, but I want to.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah,
I think I follow them. I really like those.
Yeah, they're all pretty chill, actually.
Pier 4 is just a good outro song. There's another song I want to play, but I really like the outro-ness of that one. And I was kind of just going off earlier about Brat Summer and how it's like, you know, Kesha, Brat Summer, Party Diva Summer. And I think Charm would have had the same effect had it been dropped in fall. Because if you look at the way she's been promoting it on her Instagram and just the cover art, there's like no other better word than whimsigoth, I feel, for the vibe that she has for this album, which I'm obsessed with, I love. And I feel like all the Brat Summer divas are also whimsigoth divas in the fall when we put a few more layers on. And I think if she had held this off just a little more and had a little more promo, I think it would have had the same kind of impact. And I think it's gonna not really have that. Maybe it will have a bit of a like re-umph in the fall, but I feel like it's not going to do as well as it could have done because everyone's in like 365 Pot You Go and not like it's Claro fall. Like Claro is for the fall.
Yeah, I really like the way she recorded this because shout out to Leon Michaels from L. Michaels Affair, who like produces, has a great project, but also produces for a lot of jazz and soul artists like Norah Jones, like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And I really like the sound on here instead of just going back to having Jack Antonoff on production again. Yeah. We've heard enough of Jack Antonoff.
Turn her clarinet against the world now.
Yeah.
I really, really like those vibes of the album.
And it's recorded on analog too.
Oh, I didn't
on
know
analog
that.
Tape.
It's very 2011 indie jazz cafe that is still kicking, but just has changed a little bit of the decor, but very groovy jazz cafe vibes. And that's definitely been how she's been promoting it. And just the sound she's been going for with her music. And it seems like as a musician, she's like actually found what she's more passionate about, which is like more jazz soul sound. She's like the one Nepo baby that I forgive. I forgive you, baby girl. It's okay. And like I like her old stuff and I really, really like her new stuff. I really, really like this album. I like Claro a lot and I really like this new sound like you were talking about. I can't imagine what the album would sound like if it had Jack Antonoff on it.
Yeah.
God bless that it didn't.
Yeah. I like the direction she's going with, and like if you look at all the credits, there's just like a bunch of like jazz musicians, like session musicians, like soul musicians from New York, lots of that stuff. And I like that a lot.
Very jazz cafe at New York. I really, really like it. There was like some things she posted. Like she did this radio show with NTS Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, you can see, I'll just show you in here right now, just very this aesthetic. That's like, this picture is how the album sounds.
Yeah, I feel like she needs to do I feel like this point in her career, it would be great idea to do like a tiny desk.
This would be a great time for a tiny desk.
I don't know if she's done one before. Maybe she has, and I'm just forgetting. But I feel like now would be a great time to do that. Just where she's at, it like fits the energy perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for there's a tour for this. I wonder if she'll really lean into almost like I haven't seen many big live acts, so this is just my like new brain comparison. But like how when I saw Andy Schaaf, how he curated the vibes to really emphasize the instrumental parts of his music and making it a very toned down performance. I mean, it's just an Andy Schaaf thing where he covers his face. I wouldn't want Claro to do that. Love you, Claro. But like that kind of vibe of like blankets, very low lighting, live band, a lot of people there, a very big emphasis on her and the instrumentalists. The other musicians. And I would really just love a really cozy tour like that. Bunch of rugs on stage.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. I hope she does that. I hope she goes on tour with the musicians that she recorded the album with. That would be ideal.
Yeah. And like it, because you can really, I mean, you could do that with her other ones, but this one is so collectivist. This is the Claro collectivist album.
Yeah. I do want to play two more songs before we go because time has caught up with us. We were talking about Eminem and stuff. Eminem threatens to release an album. Anyways, we got Loud though to end us off today. We have a new JPEG Mafia song called Sin Meido. So we're going to play that, and we're also going to play Deadbeat by Terrifying Girls High School. They dropped a song kind of recently for a benefit compilation for Palestine.
Nice.
Shout out them and a bunch of other...
Shout out Terrifying Girls High School.
Shout out.
Is the Peggy song solo or was it with anybody?
Solo.
Okay.
So we're going to get into it and then we'll come say goodbye. Goodbye.
You niggas is bitches, I don't want to kick. Peggy, I ain't for the fences. You niggas don't swing, you stacking up misses. You treating your business, we catching no business. Dick riding is expensive, but you need an image, then baby don't listen. Keep bumping, who the fuck is that? Fake broad tucking to be rappers. Got a machine behind them and still I can't fill up capacity with they rap. Baby mama be a rat snack. Grew up white, now they act black. She had issues with her father. I had issues with my barber. She off all of these drugs. Coconut butter, R.P. Aaron Carter.
Hello, hello, we're back. You just heard Deadbeat by Terrifying Girls High School and Send Meido by JPEG Mafia. This has been a Lethal Refresh. We will see you next week. And stay for Parts Unknown with Chris Horrific.
Stay for Parts Unknown. Stay later for Lethal Refresh. Is it spit today?
No, we don't have spit today. Next week.
So Gobstopper if there's a rerun, possibly. Yep. Chris has you in good hands. And catch us again next week for any new music that releases in that time.
Absolutely. So we'll see you. Goodbye.